Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Brancy, and welcome back to another Shameless Review show here on Variety Radio Online. Today, I'm going to be talking about episode 7 of season 7 of Shameless, titled "You'll Never Ever Get a Chicken in Your Whole Entire Life." Yep, very interesting title. I don't know who's coming up with them, but you're making it really hard for me to remember what the episodes are called. That's all I have to say about that. But like I mentioned in the previous review, I actually am a couple weeks behind because I was in Chicago with Variety Radio Online for Tree Hill Takes Chicago. Yes, I did stop by the Shameless house, if you were wondering. Definitely cool to see that in person since I love the show so much. But yeah, so let's just talk about the episode. I definitely remember the details of what happened in this episode more than I did the last, because like I said, I saw all three of the episodes, so they're kind of running together in my mind. But this particular episode was mainly focused on a few people, and that was Frank and his story with Liam, and then we had Lip and Sierra's story, and then we had Debbie and Neil's story, and then Kev, Svetlana, and V. So let's kind of talk about those first. So I guess let's talk about Frank, because wow, for once Frank is not being a total piece of shit, because he takes Liam to find where his new school is because Liam's school has been shut down. They end up at a private school, and Frank is basically just being an asshole. That's really the only way to describe what he's doing. But I guess it was like the headmaster or the principal or someone that runs the school actually offers a full all expenses paid tuition for Liam to go to the private school. So I'm really excited for Liam. I'm happy that he's going to have this chance that the other Gallaghers didn't really have. Hopefully, Frank won't mess it up somehow. I know that's too much to ask, but here's to hoping. So thanks, Frank, for not being a complete waste of space this time. Also, let's move on to Lip. So Lip and Sierra are spending a lot more time together, and Lip and Sierra actually go out on a date while the father of Sierra's child is watching their son. I believe her son's name is Lucas. I'm like not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure. So while they are out having a date, Sierra is very worried about her son, and understandably so, because of what we see happens. Apparently he leaves their son at their neighbor's house, I think is what they said. It was a couple weeks ago that I saw this. But yeah, he just leaves their child unattended. So obviously Sierra runs over and picks up their child. What she tells Lip is that the reason she's been trying to play nice with the father of her child is that he owes her a great deal of child support. So naturally, that's causing her to trust him a little bit more than she probably should. Lip, of course, you can see on his face that he is very jealous of the bare interaction that Sierra has with the father of her child. So, I don't know, Lip's getting a little territorial. I mean, I guess I can see that, but only time will tell how far it will go. Yes, I have seen this week's episode, so I know about that thing that happens, but who knows, it could get even worse than that in the future. But moving on, Debbie is trying to get her life together with Neil to make sure she keep Franny. So those two kind of have their own little adventure this episode. I think this is the episode where they go and talk about getting married. Like, I think, did they get married? I'm not 100% sure. I know they met for that. She dropped out of school, took her GED, which amazing that she passed on the very same day that she did that. So congrats, Debbie. You're awesome. Another aspect of the episode was that Svetlana actually shows up and tells Kev and V that Yvonne has been taken care of. And of course, this panics Kevin, because does that mean she killed him? Does that mean she deported him? Who really knows at this point? So actually, we still don't know what happened to Yvonne 100%, so naturally Kev is having some trust issues, very understandably so. Lip's teacher actually shows up this episode as well and convinces Lip to go to the appeal hearing to cancel out his expulsion from college. In the episode, he doesn't take him up on the offer, but of course you can see that idea being planted in his head, especially with Sierra prodding him to continue. And the last thing I super want to talk about this episode, because of course Fiona's dealing with the laundromat, but she's been dealing with that, and we will talk about that more in the next review. But lastly, I just want to talk about Ian and Trevor a little bit. So of course we know that Trevor is transgender, so he does not have male genitalia attached to him. So of course this is creating a struggle for Ian because he's not sure how to approach a sexual relationship. I'm trying to put this very delicately, so forgive me, but both of them are tops, so of course that causes issues. They decide to do some role reversal, but of course Ian is up first. From what we see implied, he seems to enjoy it, and Trevor seems to reciprocate. I don't really know, but I do like Trevor, so hopefully the two can continue to make it work. They seem to be good for each other right now. Definitely love the interaction between Trevor and Lip this episode, where Trevor basically sees, like, Lip doesn't know what the heck he's talking about either. Same situation as Ian at first. I think it's going to be good, though. I think that the Gallaghers need that presence to kind of open up their eyes and realize that there's a lot going on in the world out there. And it's not their fault. It's just they genuinely don't know, so they need somebody to tell them and teach them so they don't do or offend in a way that they didn't mean to. Okay, so I think that's really all I had for this episode of Shameless. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you want to check out more from us, you can check out thevro.com. You can find us on social media. We are Variety Radio Online on Facebook, Instagram, Tumblr, and we are at thevro on Twitter. Thank you guys so much for listening, and be sure to check out more Shameless reviews on all of the locations that I just mentioned. I will see you guys to talk about this week's episode of Shameless. I know I will finally be caught up. Praise the Lord. Thanks so much for listening, guys, and I will see you next time. Goodbye.